Much of his time during the next few years, as it was partly in college as well, was spent in a completely dissipated life in Moscow and Petersburg, the place where, of course, the nobility tended to gather and play. Drinking, dancing, affairs with various women, and a great deal of gambling. A characteristic of his class. Then in 1851, thinking something else to do, he was beginning to bore of all this, he decided, as also was characteristic of many upper-class Russians in the 19th century, to join the army, where his brother already was an officer. He became an officer fairly quickly, 1854, and fought in the Crimean War. In fact, it's clear that he really loved being an officer. He didn't like so much the battles themselves. In fact, he found them quite disturbing, but he liked the status and the uniform and the glory of being an officer. Now, while there, he began to write his first fiction, and he naturally picked first his experiences as a soldier. First, stories began to appear about his time in the Caucasus in the mountains of southern Russia, where he recalled fighting against various tribal groups. And most famously, a series of stories began to appear about the war in the Crimean Peninsula, especially the siege of Sevastopol. These writings were actually very well received. In particular, people admired the way he described the heroism of ordinary soldiers, but also they found sympathetic his descriptions of the horrors of battle. And he decided he'd actually pursue this career as a writer. So in 1856, he resigned from the army, he resigned his commission as an officer, and returned to his estate to write. And this begins the second period of his life, that of Tolstoy, the great novelist. The whole world, of course, knows about his major works of these years, his autobiographical trilogy, Childhood, Boyhood, and Youth from the 1850s, his great epic of individuals and families during the Napoleonic Wars, War and Peace, his story, his novel Anna Karenina, a tragic story about two marriages and the search for love and happiness that he wrote in the mid-1870s, and other lesser works, but still significant ones. Then comes the third period of his life, the most difficult in some ways to understand, which seemed so totally different from the first two. Around 1878, just after he finished Anna Karenina, he passed through a very deep religious crisis that resulted in what he described as his conversion to a truer Christianity. I'll say more about the content of this Christianity later. What I want to emphasize is the shape of this moment. He devoted his life at this point to propagating in dozens of pamphlets. He really gave up writing great epic novels at this point, propagating his religious views and also a social ethics that was very tied up with these religious thoughts, an ethics of the simple life and nonviolence. At the same time, he tried to exemplify his new ideals in his own everyday life. Above all, he tried to live a really simple life, which he defined as a virtuous life, a life that was in touch with nature and with physical labor. So in the 1880s, he began to wear only peasant dress, no longer the dress of an aristocrat, and it was partly because he liked to say he believed that peasants were closer to nature, were more virtuous. He worked part of his own lands with his own hands. He took up physical crafts such as shoemaking, and he tried within his own house to do all his own chores, cleaning the house, washing his own clothes, emptying the chamber pot, and the like. He also refused to eat any killed animals, declaring moral compassion for life wouldn't allow him, and he became a vegetarian. He even abstained from sexual life, declaring this to be quite sinful, to the, by the way, considerable dismay of his wife, who didn't share any of these particular ideals. He even decided, to the even greater dismay of his wife, to give all his property away to the poor, and only after considerable protests by his wife and family did he agree to give it to them instead. His main concern was that he wouldn't have any property anymore.